I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Thursday, December 1st. Can you believe that? We are into the last month of the year here. We've got a packed show for you tonight to actually talk about Nancy's secrets. And is she actually still alive? We're talking about the secrets on the laptop. That's probably in Nancy's laptop, maybe a different one as well. All going to point back to the truth about January 6th, the truth about the impeachments, the truth about many, many things. And then I'll show you why my theory is just like the Biden and the casket in the White House. Something very similar is happening with Nancy. So tell you what, there's a lot going on right now and a lot of attacks, but we need to stay firm, get close, hold on to that kingdom that can't be shaken. That's a big message that we got from the remnant backstage here, is that we really need to focus and get back to our roots of the biblical text and listening to the prophets, not the news. They're playing a huge movie trying to get us depressed and trying to get us thinking about the news versus the truth. So let's get that refocus going. We're going to talk quite a bit about that, but we will give you some updated news as well, but give you the perspective, I believe, that God wants you to have in these times, in these perilous times that look like it's perilous, but it's not. These are glorious times. It's like Emmanuel Johnson, I think, says, it's glory days, not gloomy days, right? That is exactly where we are, and we need to have that attitude, and we're gonna by the end of this episode, I think you'll see that how important that is for us all as part of the remnant. So let's get into this. We got quite a few people coming in. Let me know where you're from. I see, what do we have? Terry and Lois and Linda and Kent and Gus and Charlotte and somebody else with a phone number backstage, as well as I see in Kentucky, Jerome, Patsy from Tennessee. Dana, thank you all for being here. It's exciting to see all that. Got Utah, Catherine. Got Michigan with Richard. Really appreciate you guys being on here. Louisiana with Mona. I'm going to dig in right now and go into some news about Spotify. CEO joins Elon Musk, accuses Apple of shameless policies. And we've known this, those of you who have been following this channel or been awake for a while, you know that Apple took out Gab as an example, right? They took out Parler. They're a criminal organization. They're part of the cabal. That's what Tim Cook and the whole shenanigans around there. But they have great products that they had. And now they, like anything, they pour cabal money into it that they've stolen from us in all various different ways with all the ways that you know, with the IRS as well as the Federal Reserve and every single way with all the taxes and the money that comes from the government. And then they use all that funds to create billionaires, and they create Apple to get monopolies. And once they have a monopoly on that Apple store, they can take you out, right? Fortunately, the neighborhood, B2G neighborhood, is on the App Store for now. It was not easy to get there, another Google store, right? You can download the Facebook replacement on your phone. But if they take Twitter out, that would be a really horrible thing. The CEO of Spotify just joined Twitter owner Elon Musk Wednesday in criticizing Apple over its Apple Store rules, claiming the firm only acts in its own self-interest. In a thread on Twitter, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek wrote that, as Musk and countless entrepreneurs have noted, Apple is a shameless in their bullying, including our recent efforts to help authors sell more audiobooks. Apple acts in self-interest, but also doesn't seem to care about the law or courts. How much longer will we look away from this threat to the future of the internet? This is Ek writing this. How many more consumers will be denied choice? There's been a lot of talk that is helpful, but we need action. Apple alleged bad behavior is far-reaching and, as Musk recently pointed out, not wickedly understood. In 2022, the European Commission launched its own investigation into 2021. Their initial findings showed Apple to be in breach of European competition law. Bottom line is Apple and Google are two of the most evil big tech companies that exist. Even though they make great technology, they have the best technology because it was given to them by the cabal and DARPA and all those dark entities that want to control us and put us into totalitarian society. That's the bad news. The good news is God is in control. And so we don't have to worry about this, guys, other than just fight it and let people know about it and be a digital soldier and come into economic warfare with Tomahawk Switch, all those type of things you can do with your warfare. But most importantly, you're in the Word of God. You're actually listening to the prophets, not the junk intel. And that is exactly what we try to do on the show as much as we can for you every single night. We are going to go from 4 nights a week to 5 nights a week here soon, probably the second week of December, where we'll have a Friday show as well for you guys. We won't tell Apple to allow AirDrop in China because they're private. That's a different situation from us vowing to watch Twitter. There's the hypocrisy of the White House. This is on Wednesday broadcast on the Fox News Channel. The story, White House NSC Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, responded to Apple limiting the AirDrop file sharing feature in China by stating that the White House isn't in the business of telling private companies how to execute their initiatives. Yet they're going to, so this is just a complete hypocrisy, right? In saying that the situation with an Apple and Twitter, what they've done in China. So what they've done in China is they've silenced the people. They've listened to the Chinese government and allowed and used their Apple phones to not allow AirDropping so that they can't communicate, right? They're already massive censorship in China. So this is Apple showed the colors completely. They are pro-communist cabal. They are not for we the people, right? And we need to understand that. And that's why eventually getting different companies or different leadership in these cabal companies is going to be vital. So as we pray with authority in Christ, we can call down the leadership of Apple and Google, and those companies get either taken over by the remnant or they get shut down and replaced by other competitors, such as Rumble is doing great against YouTube right now, as an example. Janet Yellen blames Americans splurging for record high inflation. So another just complete cabalist. All these Fed-oriented people that are in here is just the epitome of cabal puppets, right? They just do what they say, right? Puppets, I guess, is the best word. Stephen Colbert notes Biden administration dismissed inflation as small risk last year. So even the mainstream media and late night talk show hosts are seeing the hypocrisy of what's going on right now. And again, because of this inflation, it is vital to have real assets that are moving up with inflation, right? And that's why gold and silver as precious metals are critical to consider as you balance. If you have wealth now, you want to protect that wealth. What are you going to do? Put it in stocks when the prophetic words are really telling us the stocks are going to crash and you see all the bubble that everybody's talking about? Or are you going to put it into bonds, which when interest rates go up, the bonds value goes way down, right? You're going to put it into real estate with the interest rates going up. The real estate's really hard to get to sell and get rid of, right? So it's not an asset that is liquid. So just getting that good advice. We usually have Kirk Elliott come on Thursday. He's got laryngitis tonight, but he put a video out that you guys can go look at his website, kirkelliottphd.com. Put the /B2T on it, and that's where you can get your free consultation. Guys, that's what I did with Kirk. I spent a lot of time with Kirk, and he comes to the Great Reawakening Tours. You got a Christian patriot who loves people and is trying to help them get out of harm's way. So just go to KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. Link is down below in the video. Or just give him a call. But this is where he helped me. And my stories here are a little bit. And I've done three transactions with him moving some things out, moving some cash out, as well as some IRAs. I just think it's smart to really look at what precious metals could do, especially with the wealth transfer and what God's money is, gold and silver, right? So there's a form you can fill out there, or you just call them. It's easiest, probably just go 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900. Somebody from his team, he's a double doctor. They are experts in the economy, give you a free consultation to know what you specifically should do in your specific situation. That's the most important thing. Hey, I also just wanted to make sure you guys know another weapon to fight with, and that's economic warfare. And that is why we have TomahawkSwitch.com. It just doesn't make any sense for us to go to the grocery store and spend our money on what I call the consumable cartel. And I've shown you guys this several times if you haven't seen this yet. It is crazy. If you go down the food aisle with PepsiCo, they own Quaker. They own Frito-Lay. And so when you go buy Lay's or Cheetos or Captain Crunch or Aunt Jemima or Tostitos, anything on there, you're all going to PepsiCo. And if you go to this pharmacy aisle, where you got Johnson & Johnson owns Tylenol and Pepsi AC and Motrin and Bengay and Band-Aid, you have no choice because they own 97% of the shelf space and 97% of the advertising, etc. So it all goes to these 11 conglomerates, and they mostly are foreign-made products that are toxic. So why are we letting them do that to us? And that's why we are fighting back, and I'm working with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, as he's helping people understand that how we have found an American-made manufacturer. He's looking for even more. That has 550 products, so it's a great start. That'll replace many, many, many of these that you can get shipped to your doorstep that are American-made and non-toxic, not zero product liability claims. That they've lost, right? And while these companies get product liability, it's built in it. When you go buy a jug of Tide, you're paying for their product liability. You're also paying for them to go to the three BlackRock, State Street, and also Vanguard State Street, and missing one there. But it's the three big, and what do? They move that money right into Planned Parenthood, right into all the George Soros organizations. So your money is being used against you. Why allow that? Just go to TomahawkSwitch.com. Make sure you select Rick, B2T Ministries. Rick, B2T Ministries. And then somebody that's my son or me or many of the people that are helping the ministry will get with you to show you exactly how this works and how easy it is to move out of this consumable cartel. All right. Hey, we got next week Derek Johnson coming on as well, Julie Green. And so come on and also be backstage with Julie Green. We're going to have the music going with Kent. She loves that. Praying for her, refreshing her afterwards, getting some Q&A with her after the show as well. So don't dismiss the show. Come afterwards. Again, it's free for 30 days to be backstage. A beautiful time with Julie last time she was on. Derek Johnson's going to be backstage as well on the 6th. And Brian Artis will be backstage as well. Again, front stage for the half hour, and then we get a half hour backstage with them. Sometimes they stay on longer. Marty Grishman went 45 plus minutes last night, right, with us backstage. Got Amanda and Don A coming. I think we're finalizing Lee Dundas as well. Lori Martin Gregory coming on. You're going to really enjoy the shows coming up. I do want to dig into the prophetic words quite heavily here. If you go look at, go to this Julie Green Ministries from Rumble, you're going to find a ton of her stuff. And Marty, who was on our show, was on her show right before it. So you can go see another, if you wanted to get more on loudmouth prayer, how to pray with the authority in Christ. That's what we need to be doing at this time. Make sure you go watch that. But she had one come out today too, called The Great Shaking in the Land of the Eagle. I took that into my searchy platform, as you know, and actually got it into these words here and cleaned it up. So it basically takes Julie's words as she's speaking them, and it's trying to use that to actually get to the words, and it's about 80% correct. So this allows me to be able to read it the day of, right, versus waiting for her team to get it perfect. So, but if you want the perfect stuff, wait it 3 or 4 days and you're going to get it on jgminternational.org, right? So you can search there for the text as well. Here you can search for the actual video. And that's what I love about the searchy platform. It's part of being backstage, another great benefit of being part of this ministry. So come back and join us. Here is this word. For I, the Lord, this day am telling you, my children, the battle is mine. Do not fret. Do not fear. Do not be worried. Do not let your heart grow weary, for I am moving. I am restoring. I am making your enemies return what has been stolen. I, the Lord, am in control, not the men and women you see before you today. They are liars and thieves, and they will fail like so many in the past. This nation does not belong to them, and you are about to see a great shift of power take place in front of your eyes. Oh yes, a shift no one saw coming, a shift that no one could understand how it took place. A shaking will cause a great awakening, and it will cause a great restoration to my children of all that belongs to them. Lord, we have heard these similar things before, but nothing has changed. It instead grows worse by the day. My children, who are thinking this way? Why do you believe what you see? I have been moving my hand and things have been happening without the world knowing about it. A great takedown is about to be seen in my nation. A great turnaround, a great celebration. Just watch what I, the Lord, am about to do for my eagle. It's not a man who could have done this. It's only I could have been by my hand. It only could have been my hand. I am restoring my eagle and uniting not only my nation, the United States, but I'm also uniting my body together. Focus on me and not your enemy. Folk, because soon you will no longer see them, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. This is so consistent for the last 4 or 5 months, right? Focus on sight or and fear, sight and fear, or faith. Faith is focused on the Lord, his words, his prophetic words, right? Versus all this junk intel or all this mainstream media, the prophets of Baal, trying to get you into fear. But you don't go into fear if you're focused on him. And we got a real strict word backstage. For those of you who are backstagers in the backstage ministry, the little one's word, we got a prophetic word just documented today as well. That was very clear. And we need to focus on our roots of our faith and into the Lord and not be looking all over the place by sight. Focused on him, the kingdom that can't be shaken. A well-known governor is about to have a massive heart attack. I told you, my children, the things they wanted for you will happen to them, saith the Lord. The days of Haman will become more obvious in these days. You will see many things happen to government officials that no one saw coming. This will signal the cleansing I've been talking about. So interesting, a well-known governor. That will be real interesting, whether it's obviously we got, I'd like to pick Whitmer or Witchmore, I call her, out of Detroit. You got obviously Governor Newsom out of California. You got Hochul out of New York. All people who did not win their elections. They were selected, not elected. And it'll be interesting as they try to give us myocarditis with the vaccine and all these weapons of war through our food and through the air, through our water. And it's basically to make us sick and have heart attacks. But that they're going to die of heart attacks and other things. What a beautiful time to live where we get to see God active. Remember the 400 years before Christ came where it was the quiet period, right? Just think 400 years, how many generations that was. And now just think if you got to be alive at the time of Christ, how cool that would be. Now you got to be alive at the even back further to the time of the Exodus. Well, you're about ready to go through that, guys. You're about ready to go through the time of the Great Exodus. And it's going to be literally very soon, right? We're not going to have to wait decades for this. It's going to be amazing. Now, this is what I put the thumbnail on. And this is real interesting. And this gets the conspiratorial type thinking of what they would, and remember, but the word conspiracy theory was created by the CIA in 1967 to keep people from believing the truth. Because they didn't want you to believe anything but Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy. That's what it was all about. They created it as a psyop. So the term conspiracy theory today, as well as 1967 on, is a psyop to get you to not think. So anytime you hear the word conspiracy theory, you go, oops, you should put a light on that because it's likely something that they're trying to keep you from seeing that's true. right? And the fact is that they have actors and masks you can't believe, and the way they can fool you with the AI and all the movie type technology that they have right now, graphic technology, etc., that we are watching a movie right now. That's part, they're trying to get us in fear. This is how Satan wins. He gets the remnant, the people who love the Lord, in fear and not focusing on God. And then the reality happens that Satan wants. If we do not fall into that, into the sight, and we stay in faith, and we are using our authority on Christ, he has no chance. So forget this midterm election. It was a selection versus election. It's all going to backfire on them. Forget that and move forward. That's what we need to be doing. Now, this is getting into what happened to Nancy. And is she even really alive? And you'll see why I believe she's not. Now, she, or she could be, but I believe there's an actor acting as her now, just like there is for Biden. The Biden, she used, the Lord uses in Julie's words all the time. So let's listen. What you have seen Nancy say and do, and her act of stepping down and not running for re-election, is not how it seems. Watch what happens next to Nancy. Computer evidence is coming that will destroy her narrative about the impeachments, January 6th, and so many other things that have been kept hidden. The elites are letting her fall to save themselves. I will say this again. Things are not how they appear with Nancy Pelosi. She is like another, the one called the Biden. And soon you will understand why I said these words, saith the Lord. My children, more people in your government are not who they say they are. Some are no longer alive, and others are detained in foreign lands. Oh yes, great betrayals and great upsets are about to take place. Get ready to hear how their deception has really been, saith the Lord of hosts. Get ready to hear how great their deception has really been. This great deception, guys, is the movie that Q's talked about from the beginning. We're watching a movie. Doesn't mean that we sit back and do nothing. We're supposed to be eating our popcorn from a perspective of watching the and kind of laughing at Satan trying to, and the prophets of Baal trying to lie to us. But we're active when it comes to praying with authority in Christ. We're active in doing economic warfare, you know, with Tomahawk Switch, right? We're active in doing digital soldier stuff. And most of all, we're active in really getting close to the Lord God Almighty at this point in time. And but you can see this paragraph, and then if you do research on the Searchy platform and you look at Pelosi, you'll see all kinds of indications that she was going to go down before the midterms. And so some people are saying, oh, Julie Green is a false prophet because she said Nancy would not be there during the midterms. Well, if you read that carefully, there's outs all over the place. And that's why you got to let prophecies breathe, especially when there's a bunch of fake news and the movies playing. So no, she's not a false prophet at all. In fact, go to Prophecies Fulfilled and you'll see massive amount of prophecies that have already been fulfilled to show she's absolutely a true prophet. And you test them by their fruits, and her fruits are phenomenal, right? I talk about that all the time, about when she goes and lays her hands on people, you see amazing things. She's an anointed woman. She's also very humble and loves the Lord, and she preaches the gospel and gets people to actually accept the Lord and also to use their authority in Christ. Satan does not like Julie Green. And so those that are the righteous Pharisee types trying to poke holes, I tell you what, I warn you, be careful. Let the prophecies breathe before you judge. And that's a very dangerous, dangerous place to be. So I think this was on Valentine's Day, if I remember right, the one that people question. And it looks like I can't find it right now. Darn it. Because I searched on Pelosi. But there's tons in here of just meaty, meaty stuff. Oh, you know what? I tried because it was one that wasn't pulled into my search. I remember that now. There's very few that I haven't pulled in here, but I remember I had to go find it on. Let's just do that. I'll show you how to do that. So you go jginternational.org. But this is fun. Back to the Searchy platform. You can see like 40 things that already talked about Nancy's fall, right? It's about to fall, and this one she won't recover from, right? That was on 10-3. Here's something that's about to happen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. This blow they will not survive and they will not recover from it. That was in November, right? So just beautiful things that we can see about them. And so this is one on 10/13 where she talked about it as well. You can, that's what I love about being able to find the actual video.
Keep your eyes on Nancy Pelosi. She'll have a major fall and a major failure. She will lose more than she thinks.
And I think that was referring to her life. Okay, so there's many, many, many pieces that if you go learn about this, about what she's going to lose, etc. And the 2:14 one actually talks about the angel of death. So let's go to that real quick. Again, it looks like I already opened it. JGMInternational.org. What you do is you go to prophecies right here. And you can do this on your mobile phone or here, but you need to actually click here. Please click here to actually search. And I'm just going to say Pelosi. This might be harder for me to find it. I'm thinking there's so much stuff on Pelosi. But there's also the angel of death, but this will look for the phrase. So maybe I'll just say angel and see if that will help me find this faster. Oh, you know what? I could have probably done it. I misspelled angel. That's real smart. I guess not. Angel of death. So I need to find it. See, it's not showing me the dates. I'm looking for 2:14. Sorry, guys. I should have this pulled up. I usually have these things pulled up for you. But I do have a detailed response in the neighborhood about talking about that she the elites have given her up, and that's kind of what this word says. The elites have let her go. Right. And so that is exactly what happened. The elites are letting her fall to save themselves. And that's what the 2:14 prophecy really said. Then it said that she will not last until the midterms. And then the next sentence said she'll be visited by the angel of death. Right. But those weren't together. It didn't say it would be public. And so anyway, that's why I'm just telling you my theory. You guys think for yourself. I think just like the Biden is an actor, I believe the current Nancy is an actor. Okay, that's piecing a lot of stuff together from Q, from past prophetic words, and this word is why I've come to that conclusion. You come to your own conclusion. My children, another laptop has been found, and whoever it belongs to will surprise you. This laptop will bring the giants down. This laptop is not known to the enemies who has it and how they thought these things were deleted on it and actually weren't. Oh yes, big exposures are coming. So get prepared for a great shaking in the land of the eagle in more ways than one, saith the Lord. Whew. Now, could that be Nancy's laptop? There's been talking about that. But it says it's going to surprise us. So I would guess this might be a rhino. Right? This might be McCarthy or something like that. So it'll be really interesting to see as these new prophecies come in. It's going to be exciting to actually get that. Interesting. Candace Owens in this. Candace Owens will be in your news for a surprising reason. But sometimes those are just nothing to do with the deep state or anything. It's just showing us that, hey, the God's giving us the news before the news to show us. And that's what, to show us that these are accurate words. We can believe these small things that are happening. And you know the big things are going to happen as well. This is the second time he talked about right side broadcasting. Again, I say right side broadcasting is about to come out with major news stories that no one can hide or deny, saith the Lord. And we can go back to the searchy platform again. And instead of looking at Pelosi, we can come back and we can look at like broadcasting. And you'll see there's one other word. I think it was only one other time that talked about. Here it is right here on 12:1.
Again, I say, right side broadcasting is about to come out with major news stories.
Oh, that's today. Let's see if I can find another one. You can see how fast this finds it, though. That's right side broadcasting, telecast or broadcast. So I just put broadcasting in here, and you can see it's showing you all the time it talked about broadcasting of the various prophets, including Amanda Grace, the written ones from Mark Taylor. Here it is. This will be from 6:7 is when she talked about right broadcasting last time.
To the red. Right side broadcasting will be in the news. Revelations and exposures that will be reported on will shake the other news stations to their core. The station will rise up and stand firm for the truth, and you will be rewarded by me, saith the Lord. Many truths shall be told from your station. Speak louder and more damage you will cause your enemies who are trying to take you out and to destroy your network. It will not happen. I am protecting you. Do what I need you to do in this time. Do what you are called to do, and you will see your numbers grow to a level you didn't think were possible so fast or so quickly, saith the Lord.
There you go. News media systems coming in and replacing these cabal stations is awesome. So right, you can find right side. It's right, two words, right, and another word, side, broadcasting network. And you can find them on Rumble. It's probably the best place to find them. They're on YouTube, but they get a lot of videos taken down. So Rumble's a great place to go find right side broadcasting network. Isn't that exciting? That we have, this is what I've been to fight for, is taking down the prophets of Baal, the news media that's lying to us. And we're going to see truth start to come through right side broadcasting. Isn't that exciting? So make sure you're following them. Great destruction is coming to many of the enemy's narratives that held my nation hostage. I have said, let my nation go. My eagles, release will be great. So my children, stay focused on my words and the victories that I have given you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. So again, very, very clear instructions. Stay focused on my words. He's obviously talking primarily about the Bible, the Word of God, the living Word of God. And I love teaching that. And we'll be going over a little bit on Genesis 49 that I teach three times a week or so, usually on Monday, Thursdays, and Fridays. I'll be doing another teaching on Friday night during praise and prayer. So dig into the Bible with me. We're also going to start doing probably Monday and Thursdays longer ones and having Thursday rotating Bible studies after the show. So you get a lot of Word of God if you come into the Backstage Ministry. You can just go to blessedteach.com and go to the Backstage tab, or just go blessedteach.com/backstage. All the show notes, by the way, are free. Like the show is free. That is free for 30 days, and then there's a small ministry gift as you get more involved if you decide to stay. But come and try it. 30 days for free. Love to have you backstage with us, digging into the Word of God and doing what we're supposed to be doing. I think he's also talking about the words from his prophets, right? Versus spending time on the news, right? So listen to the prophets. That's what I try to do on this show. Put the news in perspective of what the prophets and the Word of God saying, and hold on to the kingdom that can't be shaken. It's going to be a great ride, guys, and a very exciting time. Let's keep digging in here. I also wanted to show you a free gift that I have that will allow you to make sure you can talk about how reliable the Bible is. Because a lot of people, your friends and family, are going to wake up and they're going to leave their secularism or their religion, and we need to push them into the truth. And the truth is the living Word of God we just talked about, right? And so to understand what that living Word of God is, we need to understand it's reliable. It's one of my passions. I've been an apologist for many years. I've taught a course on this. I've created an online course on this. And now I've taken the portion of this out for this that talks about the reliability of the Bible and your authority. And you can download that. Just go to blessedteach.com/free gift. So same thing, blessed with the number 2teach.com. Instead of backstage, just tell me you'll put just free gift. And you can download this document. And can you trust the Bible? 3 free lessons from Rick Bitutit's online course, Memorization Steps for the TAP Method. This is an acrostic I use a lot, because you got these huge apologetic texts out there that are very complex. Evans Demanded Verdicts is an example. You got Lee Strobel's Case for Christ. There's so much great material out there. But I try to create something that you can memorize and just walk away with. So when somebody asks you, why do you believe in the Bible? Boom, you have it memorized in a very easy to remember standpoint. And that's why TAP is important. It's easy to remember TAP. T is for textual criticism, A is for archaeology, and P is for prophecy. Now, I don't have time to go over this, but I have, in the course, I literally go over in detail with you with 3 separate lessons, right? And then you also have all the material, but you have all the material at your fingertips for free. Again, you can download that here. It's something exciting. In fact, I'll go to it. Let me just go to it right now. I think I have it right here. This is the actual document that you'll get. And again, I think it's like 40 some pages now. This is the actual course, but what I took out of it was this part right here, the reliability of the Bible, the TAP method, right? And also how it leads to your authority in Christ. And I just love, if I could take a whole show on this alone, because it's so exciting to me, but I just want to give you a flavor for it. So I give you little steps to memorize. What is textual criticism? The Science of Textual Criticism proves we have the actual text the original writers wrote. I'll just go over the bold stuff. There are two parts of textual criticism. And I'll talk about it. It's about how, because they were written as definition of documents of antiquity, they weren't written on things that can be preserved. They deteriorate because they're on plant skin and animal skin, right? Well, you know what? We were able to preserve some of that stuff for various reasons. If they were in caves like the Dead Sea Scrolls, or we put chemicals on them now, or we finally get them written on paper and they get distributed. And these extant copies that we have, right? And we can compare, we can see how far that is from the original writing. And then we can also see if the copies we have, if all the text agrees. So if you only have two copies and they both are 50% different, you have no idea what the original writer wrote, right? Especially if it's been 1500 years since the extant copies from the original writer. So how do we do it? We use the science of textual criticism to see how reliable the text is. And the New Testament is the most reliable document of antiquity by far. That is the step three. The New Testament is the most reliable document of antiquity by far. And the best way to explain this is to say, hey, you've studied Plato, probably, if you went to college or you went to a high school philosophy class, or you studied Aristotle, right? Those are books of antiquity. So how reliable are those? Well, if you look at Plato, it's 1,200 years from when he wrote to when the extant copies are, right? And how many copies do we have? 7, okay? And our Aristotle, it's 1,400 years, even further. And we have 49 copies that you can compare, right? And a lot of them don't agree completely. So we know probably 80% or so of what they wrote. And we teach college courses based upon that. But what's the New Testament have? Less than 100 years versus 1,400 or 1,200, okay? Less than 100 years. And some of them are worth in decades, the extant copies we have. And what we have 5,600 Greek copies and over 24,000, if you look at all the languages, 24,000 versus 49 and 7. And you're trying to tell me the Bible's not reliable? Are you kidding me? We know exactly what the original writers wrote. We've got the Greek and Hebrew, and the 5%, I mean the 0.5% or so, where there's some differences and variations, we have it marked, and people study to kind of figure out, hey, what's the most reliable? The scribes knew they had the Word of God. So this is an exciting, exciting thing. So the Jewish scribes believed they were preserving the Word of God, and their job was to keep it pure so we can also trust the Old Testament as well. Then the Dead Sea Scrolls do a beautiful job. And then I go through tons of evidence for those of you that are the personality where you want to dig into it. At the end of this, I have pages and pages and pages of showing you the textual criticism and how you can know what the original writers wrote. And that's why we can actually go look and see all these different English versions, but you can also see actual Greek and actual Hebrew and some of the minimum amount of Aramaic we have. So it's beautiful, because you know most of the Old Testament was in Hebrew, most of the New Testament was in Greek, and you can actually go see that. And so the people that attack the Bible for not being reliable because of translations is erroneous completely. That's a lie. It's the same prophets of Baal that are talking to you about the fake news, okay? It's a complete lie. We know what the original writers wrote, and you can trust it. Now, there's different versions. The NIV is a thought-for-thought version. The King James Version is the reason a lot of people like it, is because it literally was a word-for-word version. It's going to be more accurate than potentially the NIV from that perspective. But it's also in King James English. It was written in the 1600s based on Textus Receptus, which was a text we had available in the 1500s. There's been a lot of text found since then. So now we have a little bit more reliable information to do the newer versions on. So that's why I personally love the ESV, because it's word for word, and it doesn't use the old English. It uses more reliable text, and it also doesn't have all the verbiage, the poetic English in there. So if you want a really good version that's word for word, try the ESV. There's many other versions that are awesome. But use what you love. If you love poetic English, use your KJV. Point is you can trust the biblical text. The only ones that you can't trust are when the cult changed it. Like for instance, Joseph Smith wrote himself into his Bible at one point in time. So did not many Mormons know that, but it's true. I have documentation on that, right? And you have the Jehovah's Witnesses changed John 1:1, not because of textual criticism. We know what John 1:1 says. It says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We know exactly what it says. But they don't like the Trinity, which is the truth of who God is. The first commandment says, thou shalt not have any God before me. So these Christian cults Satan uses to pull you away from the true God and away from the cross. And that's why they try to tell you how to do it by works versus faith. So bottom line is the New King James Version, the King James Version, the NIV is a beautiful version for people that don't have very good English skills. It goes back to the 8th or 9th grade reading level, right? But it's thought for thought, so there's going to be some trend, you know, some people that the verses may not come across to you the way God wanted it. ESV is very good at 9th or 10th grade reading level and English word for word, right? So use a version, go use multiple versions. The Amplified version is a beautiful version to get deeper into what maybe God really wants us to have. So use different versions, but know that you know what the original writers wrote. Don't let anybody lie to you like the prophets of Baal about that. And I do the same thing with archaeology, and I do the same thing with prophecy. That shows, number one, archaeology shows you it is true history. I don't have time to go into that, but you go grab the free gift. And also the prophecy showing it is a supernatural book. Aristotle was like 3% accurate. The Bible's 100% accurate because every time they predict something, it either happened or it could be happening. It's unraveling now. It's a supernatural book you can trust. It is the Word of God. It's a living Word of God. And then be able to quickly be able to explain why you believe this. Hey, text criticism, archaeology, and prophecy, something you can easily remember. You can tell your friends and all these people that wake up that need to come to know Christ and know the truth is found in the biblical text. You can lead them to that a lot better if you understand TAP, textual criticism, archaeology, and prophecy. The last step I get into is really the authority that you have in Christ. Oh, this one's talking about the different translations and the Textus Receptus I just talked to you about. And there's like the majority text or the eclectic method. The NIV and ESV, all the newer ones, use the eclectic method, which I believe is much more accurate. The Queen James Version uses the 1500 version of the Textus Receptus. It's not as accurate, I believe, as some of the newer findings we found that date back more and give us more reliable information where we can see. Bottom line is all of them are very good, though. And so please do not get into wars over this version's bad, that bad. No, use multiple versions and let God's word soak in, right? That is the beautiful thing about that. And then I get into a lot about, again, this textual criticism that I think you'll find valuable. And then you get into your authority in Christ, guys. These is all the verses that talk about it and really it gets into some of Julie Green's prophetic words, clearly saying to take your authority back, right? And so that is powerful stuff, I think. And it just goes on that you have big authority in Christ. I have links to all those. But it says, give up now, children of Almighty God, and take the authority I have given you. Get up now. As I said, give up. It's get up now, children of Almighty God, and take the authority I've given you. Speak to what is against you and destroy its power over you. Get fed up and speak against it with the authority I have given you. You have authority in that blood. And your adversary has no power to withstand the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Stop him immediately. With the authority you have over him, tell him to get under your feet where he belongs. You can just jump into this and just love it. For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to start taking their authority back on this earth. You have been given this authority through what Jesus has done to destroy the power of the enemy. He took the keys to hell, death, and the grave, and he has given that authority to you. So you have great authority in Christ. You need to understand the biblical word about why we have that authority, and that you can trust the biblical text and love this time frame where you get to hold on to that kingdom that can't be shaken. It's like a beautiful time to really make sure we are using that authority. All right, I could go forever on that, you can tell. I go on other people's podcasts. By the way, if there's a podcast you want me to be on, let me know and I'll target some of those. And I have a 15-minute version, a 30-minute version where we can really dig in or just do Q&A on why we can trust the Bible. It's a very important time for that. Well, there's going to be a recount reorder for Lauren Boebert. So I, you know, anytime the more time the cabal has to cheat, we'll see what ends up happening there. They do not like Lauren Boebert because she's America First. But again, we don't worry about that. That's kind of the junk intel that's going to happen. I think God is overriding some of this to get some people in there, like the Jim Jordans of the world and some great people. But they are scared of the American First people. They are scared of every other governors that were about ready to lose their position. So they had to step in and use their cheating methods, and they're caught, guys. The we talked about that yesterday with the Dennis Montgomery stuff. By the way, I forgot to tell you that if you go look at gosh, is it RaylandBrunson.com? There it is. I was talking about this lawsuit. Well, it went yesterday. The next step. It's like, this is really exciting, right? So it actually went to from, and we talked about this with Thomas Rands, where it was here where it actually got docketed, right? It got docketed on the 24th. And then they actually decided they did not put arguments against it, which was crazy. They waived the right to respond to the lawsuit, thus allowing SCOTUS to move forward. And I think this shocked the deep state, but they did it. So yesterday, they voted, supposedly, on whether they would actually move it to hearing, and then they actually vote on it after that. So we're not sure what happens because this is closed sessions. But soon we'll find out whether this just got thrown away, and it's going to have to be the military and God's justice, right? Or if God's going to use this and the military and his miraculous event that happens in the great moment. But this moved forward. This lawsuit I told you guys all about. If you don't know much about that, go back to, I think it was Monday, my video. We dug into the details of this Brunson versus Almas S. Adams, which would basically completely remove Biden, Harris, and also 385 members of Congress, including 93 of the 100 senators. Anybody who voted against doing an investigation of the obvious fraud from 2020. They obviously were aiding and abetting the enemy. They broke their oath. That's what that's all about. That is exciting stuff when you look at it. It's like, woo! All right. Let me go through some more news, and then I have so much more I could cover that we'll see if I have time to maybe do a show tomorrow. We'll see. There's also a word from Amanda that I haven't been able to dig into that finally got documented, which I was excited about back from the 23rd, I think. We'll look at that. Senate reaches deal to stop rail strike. Biden men lobbied against sick leave bill. Update, pay leave bill fails. Update, Senate imposes deal on workers 80-15. So basically they take the rights of a strike away to avoid the rail strike. I guess it's good news for our supply chain. But it also shows that this administration doesn't really care about the workers, right? Basically siding with the union. GOP senators to withhold support for defense funding until they get vote to end military vax mandate. Be praying for that, because guys, this is, even though we know God's in control and going to win this war, it's really sad what they're doing to people without informed consent. People just trying to keep their jobs are being forced to take this mRNA vaccine that we've exposed here on the show significantly, showing how that it is a DNA altering, that doesn't even fit the definition, a drug that doesn't even fit the definition of a vaccine. It is a bioweapon against us. Report another false LGBTQ hate crimes narrative gets flushed down the toilet. This is pretty typical. Anytime there's a shooting, they blame it on a MAGA person or some conservative, and it ends up being some type of other person, and basically facts get in the way. But this just shows the prophets of Baal are horrible. We need to get true news to people. That's why I appreciate you sharing these videos, because I get shadow banned like mad on Facebook, for instance. And the only way other people will know about this is you sharing your videos, right? So subscribe, make sure you like and share. Rumble up, I guess you would be, right? The Rumble Rants is going, by the way. I know a lot of people watch this show. In fact, there's tons of people on right now, like, what is it, 383 or something like that, on Rumble, but nobody's talking to Rumble Rants. So go ahead and speak with your people. I think it's not natural to get over to that, but find Rumble Rants on your phone. I think you'll enjoy chatting as we go. You can even give me some feedback as we go on here. Now, here is Amanda Grace's latest word. There's a 28th one that was just a couple paragraphs. It was more, I think, a warning for a few specific leaders in the body of Christ, right? But this was the November 23rd word, and it was long and very powerful. So I'll probably get to that in the next show, where you can see very, very long. This is like a great amount of detail, talking about the Justice Department and a lot of bold stuff, meaning that God really wanted to emphasize some critical things. Here's bold and red. Let me just read this part. It's talking about the mainframes. The mainframes are losing their power, says the Lord. Tick tock, TikTok all the way to the Far East shall suffer such a collapse at its core, at the head of their company across the globe, that it shall shock the Far East. It shall shock those in this nation. It shall shake and rattle the entire arena of social media that persecutes for sport, that spirit of Rome woven within it, the digital arena of persecuting in proportion, say the Lord. Watch and see, it's coming. So to me, this could be pointing to what he speaks through Julie's words as the great silence, right? Or the lock-in for our safety. So a lot of this this whole computer oriented, you know, God's all in control. He can change algorithms at his will. It's going to be exciting to see that exactly how that happens. So we'll get into that a little bit more. Right now I'm going to move into a teaching on the Word of God. It's so important. And so what we're going to do is we're in the middle of chapter 49. And remember, it's only 50 verses in all of. So here, by the way, look at this. I can change the version. This is the KJV. Again, I don't like the poetic English when I'm trying to teach facts. So I really like to go to the ESV. If I was teaching somebody that was a second English was their second language, I'd probably go to the NIV as examples of some of the ones I use. Amplified version is beautiful when you're studying and trying to get deep into the word. But here is a Genesis 49. And again, guys, I wanted to go over a little bit of where we were for in case people that are listening for this first time. It's important to understand the 12 tribes of Israel and how it's just amazing they came when they came to Egypt, right? When the famine was going on and Joseph basically saved his family's life, there was only 70 people came, right? Or, you know, depending on how you count with Joseph's people, it might have been 77. But the whole point is like 70 people end up becoming over 2 million a little over 400 years later and taken over all of Israel. And it's amazing. They came through Edom. They came through Moab. And because Edom was Esau, he didn't let them take over that stuff. He kept that land for Esau's descendants. And then Moab was primarily Lot's descendants. So he didn't let them take over that. So they came up here and they took over this portion with a bunch of, over the Ammonites. And you can see they eventually, after the conquest, again, this is after the actual, you can just see, that, so the whole chapter 49, we're getting into the story of Joseph and how he saved their lives and how now they have 400 years of slavery and they're coming out will be the Exodus part. We go from Genesis to Exodus, right? But right now we're studying Genesis and how these 70 people, but it's really interesting to see what ends up happening to them, to see how they all took over these 12 tribes. And you end up counting these and there's 12 here, but two of these are half tribes, which are Manasseh and Ephraim, which are the sons of Joseph. So there's really only 11 shown here. Why? Because the tribe of Levi, they didn't get property. They were priests in all these areas. So it's really interesting to see that. It's also interesting to dig in and look at the 12 tribes of Israel. Just look at the family tree, right? You have obviously Abram and Sarah. And so this is a lot of the story that we get in, that we've been going over all the way from chapter 1 with Genesis all the way into Genesis chapter 49. And we'll finish it up probably here in a few more teachings. But obviously Abram and Sarah had Isaac. Isaac and Rebekah had Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And Israel had the 12 tribes, which are listed right here. And at chapter 49, last time we taught, we went over when now Jacob was about ready to pass away, I think at 147 years old, right? It shows you, in my opinion, that the cabal's way they try to kill us with the air and the poisons and everything else, bringing our life expectancy. I know it's better life expectancy than it was earlier, but the cabal was active back then as well, right? But there's a reason why a lot of these people's, there's a lot of theories about this, but one of the reasons is is I think our bodies are capable, if we treated them right and had proper nutrition, proper air, proper water, to live to past 100 healthy, right? And Jacob did. And when he's about ready to die, he's given blessings. And he was given blessings. And we went over last time on the first four. Now we've got 8 more to go of the kids. So we're going to talk about that now. It's interesting. The next one that was born was to Rachel's maidservant, right? Bilhah. And that's where Dan and Naphtali came. And he's when Jacob does his blessings, he's going to go through all these four, and he skips down to here to Leah's servants, basically getting through all six of her the tribe that came from her in that order. Then he's going to come back to these and come and you'll see it go here in 49. So let's dig into that. So we went all the way down to Judah, and we ended on Judah and started praise and prayer right after Judah. And Kent, welcome to come here. Anyway, you know what, guys? I'm going to take one little sidetrack here. There was a prophetic word that came to backstage, and I feel led to talk about that now. It's usually only for backstage people, these words. There's 52 of them now. And I think I pulled that up. Here it is. This is God's words to little ones. So we have Lois, who's been awesome in the backstage. She's often very involved in many ways in this ministry. But she also gets words and as a guide for us backstage. And this 52nd one was a little heavy. But it shows us God is not happy with some of the remnant. And so I think this was primarily for backstage people, right? But it also the positive part about this is that he's just trying to get us to quit listening to the news and start focusing on the roots of his word. And this is really kind of heavy. But I think some people might need to hear this, right? This is the word of the Lord has come to his remnant. So your remnant, who's the remnant? Those are people that are focused on the Lord God Almighty, and you love him, right? And you love him, and you know he's all powerful, and you're not a legalistic religious person. You're part of this remnant that's fighting this battle right now with him. But he's frustrated with us, and I had to repent from this right after the election, and I was depressed election night, and my hopes were up, right? And I had to really repent and come back that night. I repented hard. And so some of you, I don't think, have gotten to that point of repentance, and you're still mad at God right now. So I think this word's to you. For woe, I say to this day, I have turned my back to the evil I smelled for a season and a time. Why do you ignore me with your pompous righteousness and proud indignation? You stomp your feet and want to it all to be better. You act like children. You say to me, what is wrong with you, Father God? Why have you walked from us? Look around. You, my selfish children, do you have food? Do you have your words from me? The most important thing is his words, right? That he has living in us. What are you looking for? I sent my comforter to your world for peace in a time of plenty. Why are you complaining again? So it's just like, remember all the people that complained to Moses when they had him at the foot of the Red Sea. I'm not saying it's not justified, but a lot of us have moved into fear. He's asking us to get out of that. You are a royal priesthood. Remember that. It's a beautiful thing. We are a royal priesthood. We'll teach on that sometime. Which I added to my bloodline for the power and might of this time. Yet you complain. Again, you're a royal priesthood if you're part of the remnant. So just be excited about that. But he's trying to correct us right now and correct our mindset. I say to you, humble yourselves and present yourselves for the washing and reward renewed life, I think it is, that I have given you. Reach out and take it from my hands. Your laziness is distasteful to me, as a lukewarm faith has made you blind to all that is true. I tell you this day, my sons and daughters, I am all you need and even more. That's so important. He's all we need, guys. Focus on him. Do not get so frustrated with the fake news and the prophets of Baal. I am the light and the way. If you come to me, you will have peace. So if you're frustrated and have not been in peace since the election, he's calling you out right now to come back to him. I have called and beckoned you to be my footstool. As the truth unfolds, you will stand in shock and awe at what has been done to you. Have I not told you this would happen? The evil one fears me as my flock grows. So we're grown, guys. People are waking up and coming to him. As Abraham looked to the sky and was told to replenish the world, he wondered at the replenishment. Yes, I destroyed the world before, and I can do it again. I can move my foot to send my footstool out to the abyss. Is that what you want, my children? Obviously, he's doing this differently. He's not going to destroy the world. But he's saying he could, right? So he's not wanting to complain. He's wanting to come to him and let him clean this house that he's about ready to do with the great Exodus. That's what I believe. That's how I interpret this. When you look to the heavens, you see me and have peace. When you look to the right and left, you have doubt. When you look down, you are lost. Where are your eyes, my sons and daughters? So this is really important. Where should our eyes be? Not right, left, or up, or down. It should be right on him. Look to the heavens. Look to the Word of God, just like Marty talked about, reaching into the heavens and asking the Holy Spirit what he wants, right? He said, I sent my David. I think he's talking about Trump. I sent my Moses. He's talking about people that are leading the different portions of the remnant. There's multiple Moseses. I'm one of those teachings, right? And there are many other great people that are teaching the Bible. I sent my soldiers. Look what he's doing with the military right now, devastating them, I believe, with military tribunals, all those type of things. I sent the mouth of the news. Hey, that's Amanda Grace, Julie Green, Robin Bullock. He sent the mouth of the news, the true news versus the fake news, right? You have been misled by the lies of the media. Is that not true? Why do you watch? So those of you still watching Fox News, get off of it, right? I think that's what he's trying to tell us. Get into the Word. Why do you believe? Obviously, they're setting up narratives, especially even Fox News, Newsmax. They're owned by. I mean, they run by total rhinos, Republicans in name only, right? As you soak into your brain, you turn black in my eyes for the distortion of your foolish ways. I say to you this day, wake up, go back to my Word, listen to my Moses as I give him the truth, listen to my Gus, who's backstage teaching Bibles every Wednesday. He's going to be doing teaching on Thursday too. Listen to my Gus as he speaks my comforting words. Go back to your roots. It's the name of this. Find your roots. Go back to your roots. Go and stop spinning your wheels in the desert to dry and wither in your self-pity. I have asked you to fight with me. Fight for me. Now is the time to be brave and stand firm in my Word. Grow and unite as these things are made known to you. Stop complaining as a division will destroy you in my world. I have spoken. As he's given us great authority, we need to start using it. Very big commands. Go back to your roots. I've asked you to fight with me. Now is the time to be brave and stand firm in my Word. Grow and unite as these things are made known to you. Whew. Powerful words coming backstage. It's a huge privilege to get those words. So I wanted to go back a little bit to Isaiah 49 as we dig into his Word, because that's what he's told us to do. He's told us to dig into his Word, right? And we went through Judah. And where this is, again, this is Jacob, the dad, who we've renamed Israel, doing blessings or giving prophecy over his sons about what's going to happen in the future, right? What's going to happen to these tribes? And we see many of these actually came true. In fact, but guys, if you really want to dig into this, I love the enduring. I type enduring and I go Genesis 49, for instance, just to show you. Hit commentary. Sometimes you don't have to hit commentary, but it just shows right up, and it's beautiful details of what really happened to these, and tracks back to the actual Word, right? And so we talked about Simon and Levi, we talked about Judah, and now we're going to go over a few more of these kids, starting with Zebulun, okay, and then Issachar. So this is, I think, where he ended on Judah. See if I make sure I don't miss any of this. But let's go back to this Word of God and just listen to after he talks about Judah. I want to make sure I didn't miss any of the tribes. Now, it looks like Zebulun is the next one. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his border shall be Sidon. So this is talking about the tribe of Zebulun. If you go back and look again at these documents I was showing you, there Zebulun ends up right here, right in between these two seas, right? So a lot of trade came from here and into the sea as well, Well, so that's where he ended up. That's kind of a cool thing to go look at to see what happened there. And then also you can go to the commentary and you see that was verse 13 that talked about that. Go to the commentary and you can look at, here's 13, and it talks about Jacob now skipped the birth order, moving to the 10th born ninth sons, right? So if you look at that, he went to number 10. I was showing you the family tree. So he went over these three, and then he went over to Zebulun, right? So he's sticking with Leah, and as he did these four blessings / prophecies, right? Now he went to the Zebulun. Interesting to see how the order Jacob went in. Issachar is a strong donkey crouching between the sheepfolds. So let me go back to this. This talks a little bit about Zebulun and what really happened to there. The tribes of Zebulun were noted for their faithfulness to David, supplying the largest number of soldiers to David's army of any single tribe. Of Zebulun, there were 50,000 who went out to battle, expert in war and all weapons of war. And that's all talked about in 1 Chronicles, right? And so we talked about the location as well. Now we get to Issachar, where it's talking about, and this is all in Genesis 49. It's so beautiful to see the history of how the 12 tribes of Israel that blessed us, you know, obviously, through Abraham, we're all blessed. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now we're seeing Jacob, who became Israel, and all the 12 tribes, and what happened to their sons that we ended up blessing us through and giving us all these stories of how we've fallen into sin and come back to the judges and reject God and ask for a king. And then the kings, we get to see all these stories. Beautiful way we are blessed with the Old Testament through these sons of Jacob. Issachar is a strong donkey crouching between the sheepfolds. He saw that a resting place was good and that the land was pleasant. So he bowed his shoulder to bear and became the servant at forced labor. So he had huge territories. If you go look here again at the commentary, it's real interesting. Issachar was a large tribe, third in size according to the Numbers 26 census. And because of their size and abundance, they were often targets of oppressed foreign armies who put them to the servitude. Thus they became the band of slaves that this talks about, servant at forced labor. Again, there's a good example of two different translations. The ESV saying a servant at forced labor, and the New King James Version saying became a band of slaves. Same type of meaning, but just different translations. But again, we know exactly what the actual Greek is. I mean, the Hebrew in this case, because it's the Old Testament. It's exciting to learn the Word of God, guys. I hope you can see the passion I have for it. And I hope that this rubs off on you. And you get into the Word, and you can go so deep and just continue to learn as we dig into this. And we're about ready to go into praise and prayer here in a minute. And I think you guys really enjoy that too. So join us backstage. Again, just go to blessedteach.com, go to backstage, and we'll be praising this Lord who gave us this biblical text that we can trust, right? Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a viper by path that bites the horse's heel so that his rider falls backwards. I wait for your salvation, O Lord. And this is interesting because we know Samson came from, so he was a judge, right? So that came from the tribe of Dan as an example. Again, that's where you can learn all this type of stuff here, right? So you can see Samson 13:2 and see all about how he judged his people. And Dan was a troublesome tribe. They introduced idolatry to Israel. and so that's why Dan shall be a serpent by the way, right? Jeroboam set up one of the idolatrous golden calfs in 1 Kings. You can see here in Dan, the city of Dan. And later Dan became the center of idol worship in Israel, as Amos talks about. So that's what that meant by the serpent there, right? So it's just interesting to really dig into what each of these happened. Then the prophecy came to, I wait for your salvation, Lord. Raiders shall raid Gad, and he shall raid at their hills. So just one sentence there. And it's interesting, if I kind of go back to this, that you can see how he did Zebulun, Issachar, came back to now they're in the servants of Leah, Gad and Asher, and then moved to the servants of Jacob. Dan is where we are right now. And you dig into that a little more, and you can go look to see, hey, what did they mean by shall raid their hills in Gad? Well, some experts actually dug into this in a lot more detail than I did, right? And that's why I love using commentaries as well. So if you're having trouble understanding certain parts of the Bible, just use a commentary. There's a lot of them out there, right? There's a Matthew Henry commentary. There's a lot of great ones. I know Kent has a website that has a lot of them. I use the Enduring one here. Gad, the tribe of Israel, supplied many fine troops for King Israel David. And a troop shall tramp upon him. In the days of Jeremiah, foreign armies oppressed Gad, yet victory would be in his end. He shall triumph at last, it said of Gad. We'll go over one more, finish up these, and then we'll revisit this tomorrow as we dig in it more detail. Got Asher's food shall be rich and shall yield royal delicacies. And so now, if you can come back to here, you see we're seeing where these people resided. They were on the other side of the Jordan. The Jordan's right here. So Gad ended up right here, right? And we talked about Zebulun and Issachar, all Asher. So these different ones, as the blessings are coming in. And again, we went right here to from Asher, from Gad to Asher to Nephilim. So you can see what he's doing. Gad to Asher to Nephilim, right? They already talked about Dan. So there, we've wrapped up all these. Now we're going to, tomorrow, in Friday Night Praise and Prayer, we'll get into Joseph and Benjamin, the death of Jacob, and talk a little bit about how this all applies to today. But a lot of this has to do, guys, with us knowing that we have generational effect on our kids, right? And now's the time to do what the Word was really warning us. Get back to our roots, right? And that's kind of what I wanted to end with, is just making sure that we are doing that, right? He's blessed us with so many things. It's like, listen to his words, right? Listen to the teachers that you have available to you. That's why I invite you backstage for my teachings in more detail, Gus's teachings in more details, a great people of God at the backstage ministry. And we need to go back to our roots. Go and stop spinning your wheels in the desert to dry and wither in your self-pity. I ask you to fight for me. So come to Blessed to Teach ministry, backstage ministry. Again, just go to blessedteach.com and we will fight. Now is the time to be brave and stand firm in my word. Grow and unite as these things are made known to you. And that's what we're going to be doing right now. We are going to just lift him up. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the Bible. And Genesis 49, where you're just teaching us about all the tribes of Israel and how you could predict exactly what you knew what you're going to use them for. And then you use this great descendants of Abraham to bless the nations, eventually through the tribe of Judah all the way down to Jesus himself. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to us die for our sins. Thank you, Lord. And we are just going to worship you right now. We love you, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. So just worship with me in this song, and then we're going to go backstage and worship for another hour. You can join us. Love to have you guys. Go ahead. Kent, how are you? Caught up
in your presence at his feet, Rick. I just want to sit here at the footstool of Lois's word. Caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. I'm not here for blessings, Lord. And I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, Jesus, you don't know me anything. Thank God. More than anything that you can do. I just want you. Sing it again. I'm caught up in your presence. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, Lord. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Jesus. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. Oh, more than anything that you can do. I just want, come on, just in a spirit of unity, let's all join up and sing it. I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else, nothing else will do.
Nothing.
I just want you and nothing else, Lord. And nothing else, yeah, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, Lord. Nothing else, yeah. Come on and just lift your hands and lift your voice. I just want you and nothing else, Lord. And nothing else, yeah. Nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet like Mary. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. I'm not here for blessings, Lord. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. Wow. More than anything that you can do, Lord. I just want you. Yeah. I just want you and nothing else, Lord. And nothing else, yeah. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else, Lord. Touching every heart, we just want you. More of you, yeah. I just want you and nothing else, Lord, my God. And nothing else, Lord, nothing else will do. I just want you. Yeah, yeah. Just want you, more of you. I need more of you, Jesus, yeah. Nothing else, Lord. Oh, nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. I'm sorry, the verse, when I've just gone through the motions. Lord, I'm sorry when I just sang another song. So take me back to where we started, yeah. I open up my heart to you, Lord. And I'm sorry when I come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. So take me back to where we first loved. I open up my heart to you. Come on, one more time. I'm caught up in your presence, Lord. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. Thank you, Lord. I never want you touching every heart. You're touching every heart right now, Jesus, yeah. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Lord. And Jesus, you don't owe me anything. More than anything that you can do. It's a very tender moment, Rick. This is a very tender moment. So I'd like you to pray for everybody. Just release the shepherd's blessing, Rick. And we'll cross it over. Man, this is pretty powerful. Wow.
I just want you, oh Lord Almighty. We repent for worrying. We repent for living by sight and not by faith. Yes. Lord, we repent for not being the remnant you've asked us to be, standing and fighting with you no matter what the circumstances look like, because we know that faith is completely different than fear. Faith is completely different than sight, and all we really need is you, and that you reward us greatly when we just come at your feet. So we do that right now, Lord. We just come to your feet. We say, you are enough. We just want you. We're going to praise you for the next hour, Lord. Backstage here, and we just love you. And I pray for blessings on everyone that's listening to my voice now. That they will come back to their first love. Pray that they will get into the Word like never before. And marinate on the Word of God.
Yes.
Worship Him and praise like you never have. Listen to the prophetic words versus the noise of the junk intel, the noise of the prophets of Baal lying to us through the media. And we're going to just sit and watch you show up and show off, Lord. We're looking so forward to that. We give our lives to you as clay, as you make us into the vessels you want as the potter. We are all the workmen of your hand. We love you, Lord. And we cannot wait to serve you and see you do your thing. And we're here to serve other people in the great harvest that we're moving into. Thank you, Lord, for being with us as your remnant. We love you, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What a beautiful song. Just reminds us how Jesus is enough. And that's all we need.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're going to move backstage now and do this for another hour. Invite you back. I believe many of you are being called to this ministry. To come and get great biblical teaching. Come and get awesome praise and worship time. Also do Q&A with some awesome patriots. And pray for them and refresh them. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you backstage. We'll be back there in 45 seconds. Bye-bye. Right, welcome backstage. What a beautiful song, Kent.
Rick, I tell you, I'm so glad that Monday and Friday we're not going to be stopping. It's so powerful. I mean, the Lord's really been, you know, speaking to us, and we're going to start our backstage with "Lead Me to the Rock" from Psalm 61. Just really came over me today as we enter the Christmas season. And
whoever was praying about, a lot of people, it's hard during Thanksgiving and Christmas and family problems, all that, but Psalm 61, if people want to go there. When my heart is overwhelmed, hear my cry, give ear to my prayers. And in my eyes are dim with tears, oh Father, make them clear. And from the ends of all the earth, when my heart is fainting, let me know that you have. Get ready, you're gonna lead me to the rock. Lead me into safety. Yeah. Lead me to the rock that's higher. Lead me to the rock so much higher than I. Oh, lead me to the rock that's higher.